Today's daf is Baba Basra Kuf Yud Ches. A guten Chodesh and a guten Hanukkah to all. Kuf Yud Ches, we will start with Kuf Yud Zayin Amabez, two dots, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara brought up yesterday the Machlokas between two different opinions how Eretz Yisrael was split up. I didn't get to talk about it at length, but we'll touch on it right now. That was the Machlokas brought up on Abad Aleph, whether it was split up L'Yotzei Mitzrayim, right, based on how many people, whoever went out of Mitzrayim gets a chelek, and even if one person has more heirs than someone else, it doesn't matter, they're all going to split up equally because you go to Yosef Mitzrayim, or do you go to Bay Haaretz, you go by who went into Eretz Yisrael. We didn't know that even according to the opinion of who went into Eretz Yisrael, it's not so simple. Whoever went into Eretz Yisrael, you take those chalakim and then you put them back to the ancestors, whoever went out of Mitzrayim, and then you divide it up evenly. So there's a little mix of the shittas themselves. But is there a svara for that machlokas? Why would you go by Yotzi Mitzrayim? Why would you go by Knisa Laretz? I mean, Lachar Knisa Laretz would be the one that would be, if we would ask us, that would be the one that would probably be more mistaver, because who's getting a portion? Whoever's coming in, right? That's who needs it. That's who's coming, and where that would be. Simple, not even, it's neither of the shitas. It's not Liyosei Aretz, it's not Knisa La'aretz, in the usual understanding, it's Knisa La'aretz with going back. So what's the Svara? So, explains the Ben Yoyada, Nirali B'siyata D'shmaya, Tam L'shnei Svaras Elu. The reason for these two Svaras are, D'matzinu, that Kadosh Baruch Hu Hivtiach La'avram Avinu Alav HaShalom HaMatananos Haaretz. Hashem promised Avraham, Parshas Lech Lecha, right, Kumis Halach Baris Lar Kol Rachva, go through there, be Kona Eretz Yisrael. He promised to give Avram the present. Ach Tala Osa B'Shibu Tavshana. But he made it dependent on going the Bris Ben Abasarim. You give Avadim V'Inu Osa Avram Me'oshana 400 years. And the Achar Shibu Galus Tavshana Yizku Baretz. After 400 years, so then in Galus, so then you would get the land. V'im Lo Hayib Mitzrayim Tavshana. And if they weren't, then the Kenyan would not be Chal. But as we know, they were not in the Mitzrayim 400 years. But some say that the Koshi Hashibut took the place of Tavshana. Yesh Omem Koshi Hashibut Hishlam Aminyan. Imkein Bizmanam Yatsu Uki'ilu Avdu Tavshana V'Chalaman Azaretz. So according to the one that says Yotzei HaMitzrayim Nechlaka, that's the Shita that says, really, right when the 400 years are up, then they get a portion of the land. And therefore, even though there wasn't 400 years, 210 of hard labor was good enough, and therefore the Yotzei Mitzrayim are Zocha to the land, because they fulfilled the Tanai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. But according to the opinion that says, no, the ones who came into Eretz Yisrael are Zochel, Rabbi Yonah, unless the Aitaima, to Koshi Hashim and Hishlam. Yeah, that allowed them to come out earlier. But really, for the Tanai of Eretz Yisrael, you need 400 years. And therefore, the Yotzei Mitzrayim couldn't get it. Uludide, because Yotzei Mitzrayim, Adayim lo Zachub Madanas Haaretz. Acha Kodesh Baruch Hu Hiktim, Litin Lehem Haaretz, Kodem Shishli Muzman. So Kodesh Baruch Hu Rachmanis, he gave it to us earlier. But not, but why? Because Zachati Lechesen Urayach, because we went into the Midbar, Be'eretz lo Zeruah. But the Yotzei Mitzrayim weren't Zocha to that, because they went out early and they didn't get it. And therefore, that mandamar holds the Bai Ha'aris Nachlaka, Heim Shazachuba Acher Malcham Be'eretz lo Zeruah. They were the ones that were Zocha to get it. So that is the Ben Yehoyada explaining the machlokes about whether Liyotzei Ha'aretz Nischalka or does it go to the ones who went into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that is the one thought on yesterday's discussion about why the land is split up as such. Okay, so now we are three lines from the bottom on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Amar Lerav Papa La'Avaya. Rav Papa says to Abaya, Bishlama, Lamanda. So now we're going to ask a couple of questions on these related to this machlokas. Bishlama, you want to say the simin? So we always say the simin. The Shlokhother says to say the simin. Larav Slavcha, the Yosef Ichpil, Manashe Yichashif. Okay. Amle, Rav Papa, Abaya. Bishlama, Lamanda, Amar, Liyotzi Mitzrayim, Nischalka Haaretz. I understand, according to the Manda Amar, that the land was split up based on Yotzei Mitzrayim, meaning, and what does that mean? That whoever went into Eretz Yisrael, they get a portion, let's say the Shvatim, Reuven and Shimon, went out of Eretz Yisrael, and Reuven had 10 children, and Shimon had one child. So they go into Eretz Yisrael, and Yotzei Mitzrayim means simple. Reuven gets one portion, and Shimon gets one portion, and Shimon's children split that one portion in 10 ways, and Reuven's child splits that portion one way. That's the Yotzei Mitzrayim. If you say, Mishmol Amandamar, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, Neschalka Ha'aret, Hainu Dechsev, that's the Pasuk in Pinchas. L'Rav, Tarbenach Laso, V'lama Atamit Nach Laso. The way the Rishonim understand that Pasuk is that people will get different portions. Some will get larger portions, some will get smaller portions. And that makes sense with Yotzei Mitzrayim Neschalka Ha'aretz. Because, like as we just said, the example that we gave, if somebody has a lot of children from, so then they're going to get smaller portions. Because each of them has to split up from their father. But according to one, let's say there was somebody who had, there were many, and then they became less, so then they would get larger portions. So that makes sense according to Yotzei Mitzrayim. El lamanda amar labai ha'aretz, but if you say, you go by labai ha'aretz, my la'rav tarba nachlaso, what does that mean? After all, the Rashbam explains that you're each going to get an equal portion. If it's labai ha'aretz eschalka, they're each going to get exactly equal. So therefore, what is the, why did it say la'rav tarba nachlaso, v'lamata min nachlaso? The Rashbam says it can't mean that if a shevet is larger, then they are going to get a larger portion. That's not what he says it sounds like. L'rav tarbanach laso sounds like individuals will get larger portions, and other individuals will get smaller portions. And that wouldn't. How does that make sense if you go by l'boi haaretz?
Isn't that true? If every shevet has a fixed amount of land, and one shevet is giant and one shevet is small.
If you say, oh, we're gonna talk about that, but within each shevet, then it's all gonna be equal.
Okay, we can't.
Right, so that's also not good enough. Says the Rashbam. You look at the Rashbam, this top Rashbam. He says it sounds like individuals right next to each other, even within the shevet, they would also not get an equal share. He says on about the fifth skinny line in the Rashbam. Avo mila rav tarben achlaso maksha demashmi lamisha haya rav yitzias mitzrayim. Sounds like larav, somebody who was a lot, tikidachsib basrei l'shemos batos avosim inchalu. Avo bisha achshav nisma eight b'knisas on laaretz tarben achlaso larav, that who used to be a lot will get a lot now, even though they're not a lot anymore. For the osa shahaya ma'af yitzias mitzrayim tamit kamaton achlaso avo bisha disrabe. Then he talks about all the next Rashbam is really the one where he talks about what you shouldn't say kasha, and he talks about all the ones that all the leka lamemars. So the Gemara does not answer the question kasha. The Gemara just leaves it at that we can't answer this. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Pinchas says, as we know, we have a misora that when we have a kasha left in the Gemara, so it's not such a strong kasha. Tziyufta is a much stronger disproof, but kasha is not. Lefi ma shekadam lanu miklalei haTalmud. If you look at the end of Brachas, imprinted in the Gemara, there are all these klalim about who we paskin like and different languages of the Gemara. So he quotes from there: shekol sheyomar beGemara kasha he omedes leteretz el shalon is damin lahem ateretz. But they didn't come up with it at that moment. But there really is a teretz out there. It's not like Tziyufta. Nireh, so says the Rashbam, I have two answers to this question, even though the Gemara here does not answer it. Says it, number one, Nireh, lefi masha pirashti, b'masha amar b'mispar shemos, shechozer al hachamishim v'shiva mishpachos. It says b'mispar shemos, it goes on to the 57 families, as we'll see. Yuduyak al nachon amru l'rav pirshi achlaku zaynun chalokim, v'lo chelak kechelak yeh el l'rav tarbem nachlaso. Meaning what? He explains. Hamashal. Mishpacha sheyesh ba chaf elef, tito bekiflayim, mishpacha sheyesh ba asara. Within families. That's what it might mean. La rev, tarvet achlasov, ameta menachlasov. Families, each shevet is equal, but each mishpacha within the shevet has different amounts. So not the individual within the mishpacha, because then they'll get equal. Maybe that's what the pasuk could be referring to. The families within the mishpachos will get different amounts based on how big they are. That's one answer that you can say, l'rav tarben achlaso. O nireh, or he says, maybe it's based on Rashi. L'fi darko shal Rashi zal, ki reb Yonasan sover, shalitzu chaluka, ela osem shahayi b'mispar arvos moav. There's a Rashi. Rashi says that, you look at the Rashi there in Parshas Pinchas and Pasuk Nun Gimel, La'ela Techalei Ka'aretz. We don't pick up on this Rashi. Rashi says, to these people I'm going to give the land. V'lo l'pchusim ben Esther, not under 20. What is La'ela? Af api sheba'u l'chlal esrim b'terem chilu ka'aretz. Let's say somebody is not 20 in Arvos Moav, and it took 14 years. 14 years to fight, and 14 years, another 7 years to fight, 7 years to split up the land. So there are many people that might have turned 20 or gotten out of the parsha, before they split up the land. So says Rashi Shita is, according to Rabbi Yonasan, La'elik B'Labai Haaretz, it goes by Arvos Moav. It doesn't go by Shas Chiluk. So there you might have people who were not 20 at the time of Arvos Moav and turned 20 over the next 14 years. So that's the pshat. La aftar ben achal aso. The Arachayim says, "Ela osim shoyi bispar arvos moav al kol zeh ba kasev shem hayu laechad asara banim bnei esrim ula echad shmona banim dalim ben esrim v'dal lamatam esrim." Somebody has 10 sons who are 20 years old, and somebody else has 8 sons. 4 are under 20 and 4 are above 20. Ubiknisazam la aretz, misha hayu la asar b'nei esrim meisu lo dalid. And the one who had 20, 4 of them died before chiluk, after they came in. Umisha hayu lo dalid mishmona, according to the one who had 8, 4 and 4, the other 4 became 20. So it's all different. Lezeh amor akasuv l'ra pirish bizmanim isparta b'renach l'asoy. You go by the counting. Arvos Moav, Pirish, Mishahailo Asar B'nei Esra, B'mispar Zeh, Tarbelo Kashir Asara, Hagam She'inlo El Shisha. Even though 4 died out, they only have 6 by the time they split up the land. And according to the one who now has 8, they only get 4. And then he adds, V'ulai Sherashi Zal, Letarets Kush Yazu, Nishakim B'ma'amaro. Maybe because of this question itself is the reason Rashi gave this pshat in the Chubash. We don't know why. Why did Rashi say this? Why don't you go by Le'ela? Le'ela means these people going in at the end of the 14 years. No, Rashi says specifically, Chavav Nun Gimel, La'ela means to those who are 20 exactly now, at the time of the counting, right before they went in. Even though by the time they split up the land, it's 14 years later. That's not in the Gemara anywhere.
So Rashi doesn't paskin Yisrael's time. He paskins.
Rashi is going by Labai Haaretz. Labai Haaretz, that is going to go back to, right, it's the Labai Haaretz that goes back to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So we'll see. We'll see. We're going to go back and forth. We'll see. Okay, so that is the Arachayim HaKadosh giving 2 answers. When it says the word Kasha here, he says, I have two answers that might work. Okay, second line. V'yamalei Rav Papa La'abaya. So again, Rav Papa says to Abaya, Bishlam Olamanda Amar Liyotze Mitzrayim. I understand according to the one that says, Liyotze Mitzrayim. Why? Haynu Dekat Savchan B'no Slavchad. So that's why B'no Slavchad are screaming. Why? Because they want a portion of their father or their grandfather's land, which we'll get to. Also, we had yesterday's Mishnah spoke about the 3 halakim that they're supposed to get. So that's why they're screaming. Because even though Tzlavcha's not around, you go Liyotzei Mitzrayim. El Lamanda Amar Laboi Haaretz. But according to the one who says Laboi Haaretz, Amai Katzavcha, Amai Tzavcha, why are they screaming about? Halesa Delishko. They're not here. Slavchad's not here. So what are they screaming about? Oh, we want our fathers. What do you mean their father didn't go in?
He doesn't count.
So according to the Manda Amar, Laboy Haaretz. So what's the whole story? Why are they screaming? Answers the Gemara, Ela Lechazara Velito Benichse Chefer. No, as we said, even according to the Manda Amar, Laboy Haaretz, how does it work? You take, everybody gets a chelek, Laboy Haaretz, and then it goes back to the fathers who went out of Mitzrayim, and then you resplit it. So even though that Slavchad is not here, but Slavchad's brothers are, other cousins are getting, so they're going to get it, it's going to go back to the father, Chefer, and then they're going to get some. They're going to get Slavchad's portion. They're not only going to get one, they're going to get two, because he was a Bechor. So if you go use the Chazara, so you're right, he's not going in, but it's going to be good enough to have all of their relatives go back to their father, Slavchad's brothers, and then they're going to get a chelek of their grandfather's portion of chefer.
So with Chazara, the only nafkamina and the machlokas are people who were born after Yetzias Mitzrayim and before,
people born in the Midbar, and also the nafkamina is that how big is everybody going to get, your portion going to get? Let's say you have one person who has 10 sons, let's say you have a brother who has 10, and so they get a lot, and then it goes back into the pot, and they're going to end up getting less, because it's all going to be split up evenly among all the descendants. So the amount could also changes. by Yaboy Ha'aretz going back to Yotze Mitzrayim. Right, so the Rashbam explains what we just said. Look at the Rashbam, fifth wide line. El Lachazar Balito B'Nechzei Chefer. Demand to Yisrael L'Boy Ha'aretz, according to the one who says, B'Boy Ha'aretz, Yisrael Chazara, it goes back. Shemachzirin La'avosehen, Kol Ma'ashenotlu, whatever they take, you count up B'Boy Ha'aretz, they each get a portion, and then they send it backwards in time to their fathers. V'chozer V'yoshem Yavosehim G'mishpat, and then they yarshin again. The Yarshan again. Vahachi Amrina. Now that's what he said. Loma Yigara Shem Avinu Tzlafchad Mitoch Mishpachto. Not because Tzlafchad needs per se, but Shahayelo Lezakos Im Echa V'nichse Chayfer. Zekeinenu. They should get our grandfather's portion of Chayfer. Ilu Hayelo Ben Kishe Yitlu B'nei Chayfer. Right? Therefore they get a portion too. They get the father's portion. And we want to stand in our father's place to get the portion of Chayfer. Why, according to the Mandamar L'Boy Ha'aretz, again, this is more of a yesterday's idea, but we didn't have it yesterday, especially now, why do you go backwards? Let me just say L'Boy Ha'aretz means L'Boy Ha'aretz. L'Boy Ha'aretz, and your Chozer. So one shot in the Sifsei Chachamim. The Sifsei, where this is quoted on Chumash, Rashi quotes this...
Why do you say Chazara?
You have to say it because of Slavcha, but is there a Pimach Shava, let's say? Why does it... Not because just to answer a question. Right, but why is this? So Nira Hatam, the Mishum, the Sifsei Chachamim and Pinchas, Mishum, the Kol Dibur Sheyatzam Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Latova, Eino Chozer. Anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, we know everything a Navi promises Latova, has to come true. So anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises has to come true. B'hacha Hivtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litein Liyotei Mitzrayim Etz Eretz Yisrael. Right, that was Bris Beit HaBasarim. You are going to be in Mitzrayim and then you're going to get it. And what happened? They were Chotei. Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't take them in. They were chodeh, they couldn't, because they were mois in Eretz Yisrael. They were disgusted by it, so they couldn't give it to them. Umesu kulam ba'midbar, but what happens? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu already promised. Ah, that's why you do this. L'chein, tziva Hashem yizbarak, shetachzor anach lo liyotze Mitzrayim, v'hein yanchilu es b'neihem. So the boyars get it because the miraglim couldn't, but you use the fathers, so at least a little bit they're considered to be morish to their children, and that's why he says it. Even says in va'era v'dasati osam lachem morasha. It doesn't say yerusha. Why does it call it yerusha? Why does it call it a morasha, a heritage? Because they're going to be morish it. That's the remez. He's already telling them. El ramas shelo yikansu la'aretz v'lo yirshua rakhem yorishu es b'neiim achareihem.
That's what we had yesterday.
Morasha. I quoted that. Right, morasha, yirusha. Rab say, but a dafka says morasha to consider it morish and not just yorish. So that's the Sifsei Chachamim and Pinchas, why you go through, not only, it is definitely to answer the question of Slavchad, you need to say this, but even before we got here, we said it yesterday, that was the Shita. Why was it the Shita? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give a little bit to the Yotzei Mitzrayim as well. Okay, next. Kedarah continues. Bishlam L'Aman Darma L'Yotzei Mitzrayim. Again, according to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, it works out. Haidu Tzavcham B'nei Yosef. So not only Slavchad complained, but if you learn, say for Yehoshua, after Yehoshua split up the land, the B'nai Menashe complained that they didn't have enough land. Didn't have enough land. They needed more. They complained, it's not big enough for us. Right? Tichsiv, it was split up by the Urim Tumim, but they said, we have too much. Why? Because if you look at the math, the largest differential, but they weren't the largest Shevet. There were three or four Shvatim that were larger, but they had the largest differential between Yotzei Mitzrayim and Bali Haaretz, if you look at the Minyanim. They had the largest differentials. That's why it makes sense that they're complaining, because if you go by Yotzei Mitzrayim, so now they have a very small place. It says, B'nei Yosef complained to Yoshua ben Nun. El Lamanda Amar L'Boy Ha'aretz, but if you say L'Boy Ha'aretz, Ma'ikat Savchi, Kul Hushaka, what were they screaming about? The Shevet got a large portion. You're right, it goes back and it was re-split, but the whole Shevet got a large portion. So what were they complaining about? L'Boy Ha'aretz. Says the Gemara, Mishum Tfalim Dahavu Nefishi Luhu. Cause of the babies. Who are the babies? The Rashbam says Tfalim are those who were orphans that were not 20 years old, B'knisam La'aretz, and V'gam Lohay Lahem Av, and they didn't have a father who was Nichlas La'aretz to be Manchal them, and they didn't have any Morish to give them who were Yotzei Mitzrayim. Meaning they had a lot of these in-between children, like you said, that did not get a portion, and therefore they didn't have any, and they had a very large shevet, and
they were orphans.
They were yisomim that did not have they were not bnei esrim. The Rashbam says, "You see, mishum tefalim, yisomim shlohayu bnei esrim beknisasam laaretz." They were orphans now, orphans in terms of Yerusha, let's say. They didn't have any morishim to give them because, let's say, their fathers, I don't know, died and they weren't.
When did they die?
So let's say, sorry?
After Yotzei
Mitzrayim.
No,
I'm saying, no, it had to die, and maybe they weren't 20 when they went out, so they couldn't be Yotzei Mitzrayim, and these children now weren't 20, because they were.
In other words, Chazara only works when you're Chazar, Yotzei Mitzrayim, they were at least 20.
The Morish had to be at least 20.
They died in the Midbar.
They were too young, and their fathers or grandfathers were too young. Either way, okay. Right? It probably wasn't their fathers because if their fathers weren't 20 when they left, so they couldn't be.
Why don't you just answer simply Chazara, like I said before?
Why couldn't you answer Chazara?
Because
Chazara, the Sheva will have the same amounts.
Well, the fathers weren't 20.
But so exactly. So the shevet at the time Yosemite's time was small. But by the time Knesset Laaretz, they had so
many. But somebody from the shevet's going to be. What's going to happen with that land? It's not going to go to another shevet. The whole shevet, the boy haaretz, are going to get that. Is going to go to their shevet. That's going to go to the shevet. So that's why it's not. The family is going to be split up differently, but it's all going to go to the shevet. Okay. The question is that's asked on Sefer Yeshua. Why did it say Bnei Yosef? It's only one shevet that complained. Because I'll say it was Bnei Menashe. So why did it say Bnei Yosef? So two answers. One, the Ramban. The Ramban there deals with that really they both came. They both came. One, there was one shevet that was supporting the other one. The Ramban in Pinchas. Maybe it was just to give moral support, supporting their brother. But I thought maybe you could give another answer. Why Dafka Bnei Yosef? It was the Bnei Yosef. The Bnei Masha is Bnei Yosef. Because you could ask a similar question at the beginning of Parsha Shlach. Where the Meraglim are listed, it says, Lamate Yosef, Lamate Menashe, dot, dot, dot. Why was Yosef linked to Menashe? Same thing. Yosef Holto also here is linked to Menashe. Why? Says the Meshechachma, Pirish, Shehaya Goli Beruach HaKodesh Lamoshe. It was already revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu Beruach HaKodesh. Shemate Menashe Chetzia Yehei Be'Aver HaYardin V'Chetzia Ba'aretz. Half of Menashe will not want to go into Eretz Yisrael. We'll take on the east side of the Jordan. V'lachain, therefore, shalach ish mechatzi ha-shevet, shebechalkam ba'aretz u'mechabavim Eretz Yisrael. That's why Yidavka sent one from the one that's going to be on the western side. From Menashe, is going to be on the western side, who loved Eretz Yisrael, trying to overcome what the Meraglim were going to do. He said to somebody because Yosef was bechabiv the aretz. V'zemi does Yosef shechibiv es Eretz Yisrael. As we know, the Medrash Yosef was not kofar be'arzo gunavti mi eretzo ivrim. V'alizim that's what Simi said. He wanted to go up. That's why Moshe sent l'matei Yosef l'matei Menashe. He wanted to link the shevet of Yosef, who was bechabiv the aretz, to this nasi in order to help him out. He ends off because elahoel still didn't help. Still didn't help because he still went against Eretz Yisrael. So maybe also here, Edafka says Bnei Yosef because they wanted more portion. They wanted a bigger portion in Eretz Yisrael. So it was Mechabe V'aretz. It was L'Shem Shemayim. They wanted to get a piece and a larger share in the land. So that's why it wasn't.
Just curious, what happens to people like that? They were in every shevet. You're not yet 20.
Right. So I guess they had a lot of them.
Are you homeless? What happened? They entered
it. Right, what portion did they get? I guess the rest of the shevet had to find a place for you. The rest of the shevet had to find a place. That's why they were complaining. The rest of the shevet, I guess there were leaders of the shevet.
Everyone got a little less.
Everyone got a little less. Right, that's why they were complaining. In the Chanami, you had to give up. So the shevet from themselves had to give up for
these
12. They gave
up more than any other shevet proportionally.
Right. That's why they were complaining.
Somebody had enough.
They had Rachmanis, and they had to.
Equal of a 20-year-old or not?
I don't know. Just one other. The Gra suggests a little bit differently than this Rashbam. He says in Aderes Eliyahu in Parshas Re'eh, where he talks about the idea of a bracha doesn't always have to take place immediately. The idea of a bracha could be later on. He says, I put in front of you ha bracha v'haklala. Ki ha bracha lo tagia tekef, rak ha tachlis hu tov. Kamosh v'tzano Yaakov, birich es Ephraim, yidgol oro b'karef ha'aretz, v'lo nisrabu tekef. V'chol b'kudim lo matzano shoy mispar b'kudav yosem mikol ha'shvatim, etc. Amnam nire, ki birchas Yaakov, haya v'lidgul oro b'karef ha'aretz. Alzman knisasam laaretz ubizman Shiva Shanim Shakivshu, Nisraba Kitgei Hayam Marov. Says the Gra, we have a Mesorah. Says maybe the years that they became so many was not in between. But it was in this interim time after the Minyan, before Knesset Laris, in those 14 years. That's when they became so many. V'lachein Amar, Ad Asher, Ad Ko Berchani Hashem, Biuro, Ad Asher Nechmesha Haaretz. Ulfizen no lunimsu bifkud of Yotzer Mishari Eshvatim Kashanivka Duba Midbar, Ubarvas Moav Kilochal Berchas Yaakov at Shabo Laaretz, Vikiva Shechusul Aretz, Mikoacha Bracha, Nisraba Kitgehayam, Shein Mispar Litoldosam. This answers your question. Maybe it's not about they don't have 20 before, after they weren't 20, but as we said, according to Rashi before, what do you go by, Laboy Haaretz? You go by, right when you, by Arvas Moav. That's when you determine the Mispar. But there's a Bracha of Yaakov, that Ephraim Menashe, Yidgularov, Bakarva Aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, so maybe in these 14 years is maybe when they had a tremendous birth rate, and that's not recorded, and that only happens to them, and they don't get a special portion there. So either way, they're going to have to give up a little, like we said. Happen to them more than anybody else. That's what the Gra suggests in Aderes Eliyahu. That's different pshat than what the Rashbam says here. Okay, let's continue. Amar Abaya. Shmamina, you see from here, by the fact that the story of Bnei Slavchad is recorded, and the story of Bnei Yosef, Shmamina, lo havichad lo shakil. There was no one else besides these that did not get a portion. The Yisrael gadaita havichad lo shakil, because if there was another one, he boiled the mitzvah. They should have screamed. Right, we would have heard about it if there was anybody else that was complaining. And if you want to say, no, only the ones that screamed and were effective, the Pasuk records. And according to the ones who screamed and were not effective, the Torah did not write. What do you mean? Bnei Yosef. Bnei Yosef were recorded. Didn't help them. Yeshua ben Nun couldn't re-split. He split it based on the Urim Betumim. So therefore it didn't help and that was recorded. So it must be these were the only ones. There's the Gemara, no, there's no Raya. Hasa Meitza Tova Kamash Malan. It could be that the Bnei Yosef were only recorded for Eitza Tova, to give us a good message. De'iboy le le'inish le'izdahu re'me in Abisha. A person has to be careful from Ayin Hara, from Ayin Abisha. This is what Yehoshua answered them. The Hainu Tzakamalu, they're saying, we have so many children, we have such a large family. You know what? Keep your brachas to yourself. V'haynu tekamer lehu Yehoshua. This is what Yehoshua answered them. Dechsiv, v'yomar lehem Yehoshua. Im am rav ata, if you are a great nation, alei lecha hayara, go up to the forest. What does that mean, go up to the forest? Well, you might just say, part of that means, cut down those forests over there and build houses there. You'll have more land. There's just a lot of your land is forest land. If you cut down some forests, don't worry, we'll build the ecology of the country, you know, from elsewhere. You don't have to keep these forests. So, you know, go there. But we could say it means, Omer Lahu, this is what he meant to say. Luchu vehechav uatz mechem bayarim. Go hide yourselves in the forests. Shelo tishlo bachem ayin ra. So you won't get ayin hara. The ayin hara won't be sholeit on you. Because whenever a person has a bracha, and one spreads out the bracha and has it in public, so then that leaves it open for Ayin Hara. Why does it leave it open for Ayin Hara? How exactly does it work? So, obviously, there's a lot more here that's metaphysical than logical, but there is a thought mentioned by the Musar HaNevi'im. Musar HaNevi'im is by Rabbi Ginsburg. There's a few volumes safer out on Navi. Musar HaNevi'im is all the Musar, beautiful Divrei Torah on the bottom of the Navi. So there in Yehoshua, where he talks about this, he quotes, Masha'ein Ayin Hara. Well, you know what? Let's just do the next line of the Gemara, then we'll do this. Amrulei, so they answered him, Anan Mizara di Yosef. We know you don't have to worry about it. We're from Yosef. To the Shalta Bein Abishah. So we don't have to worry about Ayin Hara. Why? Dechsiv ben parat Yosef ben parat Ali Ayin. Pasagin vayachi. 2 weeks, right? Yosef is Ali Ayin. It goes up on the eye. What does that mean? Va'am Rabbi Avo. I'll take great Ali Ayin. Ela Ole Ayin. It goes over the eye. It's over, so we have more power than the Ayin Hara. Or Rabbi Yosef Rachanina Amar, a different source, Mehacha. V'yidgul Arav B'kar V'aretz, they will multiply like fish. Madagim Shebayam, Mayim Achasin Aleihem, V'ein Ha'ayin Shaletas Bahem. Just like water covers the fish, and there's no Ayin Hara on fish, that's why fish are so misrabeh. Avzar Asho Yosef, Ein Ayin Shaletas Bahem. So to the Zar Asho Yosef. So says the Musar Nevi'im, why is Yosef different? That how does this work? Bechlau. Because the Gemara says in Mesechus Zvachim, Kuf Yud Ches, ayin shelo ratza lehenos mimasha enu shelo. An ayin, an eye that didn't want to get hana'a from something that wasn't his. Lefichach zacha she'en ha'ayin sholet ezbo. He closed his eye to Eshes Potiphar, so the ayin hara is not sholet on him. Zvachim kuf yud ches. So how exactly does this work? First of all, a question that I won't answer, but I was asked it. Didn't Ephraim know this? I'm sorry, didn't Yehoshua know this? He was from Shevet Ephraim. So Yeshua knew the secrets. What was he telling them? Oh no, we're from Bnei Yosef. So am I. Right, so didn't he know that? Kasha.
It's a bad example for every other Shevet.
Okay.
Disregard.
Okay. Right. Right. Maybe it's you should teach others. Right. You should teach others. You're coming here, and everybody should learn with you, learn from you. But how does it work? So it explains the Musar Nevi'im. How does it work that if I have a lot, then I flaunt it and I have it out in public, I don't keep it in hiding? What does it mean, ayin hara? V'hinei yesh rabim she'enam ma'aminim. This is Rabbi Ginsburg now in Musar Nevi'im from Denver, Colorado. V'hinei yesh rabim she'enam ma'aminim she'ish b'koach ha'ayin levado b'lisha maisa acher lahazik l'chaviro. Many don't believe that there's power in the eye to do this. Aval b'chol zeh divrei chazal heimen nechonim. Chazal are correct. Kisof kol sof Rov ha-hezekos bein ha-anashim ba'im al yidei ayin hara. Most problems and fights and quarrels between people have to do with this. Why? Ki k'sh'adam roe b'chaveiro davar shemevi oso lidei kina. I see something that you have, it makes me jealous. Ha-kina hazos mevi achagak lidei ma'asim ra'im. It's going to make me think something. You know, I'm not on the level of perfect vatal recha kamocha. I'm so happy for you. No, I see something. I wish. I want. I this. So kina could lead to fights. Lafichach sarecha adam lishmaret atzmo shelo yehagorim ledvarim keela. I chas v'shalom cannot be the cause of any quarrels. V'ra'ui lahastir es birchat hamakom meinei habriyot. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a bracha. Keep it covered. Keep it closed. Bichdei shelo yo'orer kina b'nehem. V'yalkagon zeh amru shetzorach adam l'shtada shelo tishla bo ayin hara. Because you're going to have the eye that's going to cause others to look and be jealous and be upset. That's not why Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a bracha.
What's the svara of B'nai Yosef being exempt from this?
So why?
Of all people who should not be exempt, it's
B'nai
Yosef.
So, but it maybe that's... We discussed a little bit last night that maybe Yosef learned his lesson from that story. Eshes Potiphar, and that was the chain. That was the point. That was the point that he overcame myself a similar banim. Once he overcame that, and he only kept to himself, and we mentioned last night in the Parsha Shir, he didn't go around in jail saying, anybody want their dream interpreted? I am a dream interpreter, let me know. He didn't do that.
Right, so only he learned his lesson, but look what they did.
So maybe myself, so maybe that's what they were saying, that they went to Yoshua ben Nun. Maybe you could say they didn't mean others, they weren't flaunting it to others. They definitely went to Yoshua on a practical measure. We need more space for our kids. We need a larger house. We need a larger piece of land. And he said, oh, what about it? He says, no, don't worry, we're from Yosef. So that's why it's okay. Just one other connected source. Right, as the Musar Nevi'im says, you have to cover it up. You have to keep it closed. So the Klei Yakar, Parshas Dvarim. Parshas Dvarim, we never have a Parshas here, Parshas Dvarim, but you can't go anywhere without the Klei Yakar. Rav Lachem Sova Saharazeh. Go around this mountain, Pinu Lachem Safona. That is what Moshe Rabbeinu tells them. Penu lachem safona. I once was witness to a meeting. I was many years ago in camp between Rabbi Oratz, Zichrono Levracha, who was just nifter a couple of months ago, Rabbi Pesach Oratz, a teacher of thousands. I once saw a meeting between him and Yibadol Lachaim, Rabbi Mordechai Willig, on a Parshas Dvarim. So I forgot which one started, which one continued. But the first one said to the other one, Rabim Ovrim ki pasuk zed nokev yored ad hatahom. That's how they greeted each other in Parshas Dvarim. And the other one answered, V'yesh bo remez l'shah uladoros. They both quoted the line to each other, the first line of this Klei Yakar on Parshas Dvarim. So what does it mean? This pasuk zez nokev yored ad hatahom, penu lachem safona. It means, V'inyan tzibuv zez sheyelchu schor lekerem Hashem tzvakos lo yikrevu. Ki abim rabim li Yisrael. There will be many years that you will be in Gullus. Go around the mountain. You're going to go into Gullus. You're going to be traveling. And you know what the secret of staying okay and staying protected in Gullus is? Penu lachem safona. What is safona? From the word safun. from the word to be hidden, like the afikomen is safun. Why? Shim yimsa ha'isha yisraeli begawus ha'chal hazeh eza hatzlacha ze'er sham. You get a little bit of atzlacha. You get some bracha. Yatminu v'yatzpinu ha'kol b'fnei Esav. Ki ein l'cha umah shemiskanis b'Yisrael kamo Esav. Right, we are in Galus Esav now, Galus Romi. Ki l'daitam ha'gol gzula b'yada mehem. Min birchas Yaakov avinu. Everything we have, really, they want back. Rome, why is Rome, why was such a long Galus? Because they said we stole everything from Esav. V'chein Yaakov tziva l'banav, lama tisra'u. And Rashi says, ki ilu b'nei Yishmael v'Esav, ki ilu atem sveyim. No, don't show off. Don't show off your assets. V'Yaakov gazal atzlachas Esav ayde yishtadlus, akei tziva dafka al Esav, punu lachem safona, shleis kane. And then he adds, remember, Klei Yaakov was in Prague in the 1500s, 500 years ago. The end of the 1500s. V'zeh hefich Mimasha Yisrael osin v'doros halalu be'eretz oyveihem. This is just the opposite of what Jews are doing in Galus today. This says the Klei Yaakov. Misha yesh lo mana hu mara es atzmo b'malbushe chavod ubatim svunim v'chashuvim k'ilu hayelo kama alafim. Person only has a certain amount. We overspend in order to have this asset, to have build this house, this and that. Umegarim ha'umos ba'atzmam va'over ma'amasha ne'amar pinu lachem tzafona. This is 500. Imagine. Oyal al doreinu. Uminhag zeh hu barabat b'nei amenu v'hu. Listen what he ends off. Only one of the gedolei ha'masara could say this. V'hu ha'misavev es kol ha'tzala'a asher mitzahasnu. This has caused us many of our problems. V'ha'maskilim yavinu likach musar. Right, the ones that are maskil, v'hamei ben yavin, that's exactly what the Musar Nevi'im said, the exact same message of Ayin Hara, of Pnu Lachem Safona, that is the Klei Yaakov of the Musar Nevi'im. Okay.
By the way, what was the bias point? You know, that nobody else complained? Maybe they didn't, I mean, really, what was the
key? Right, maybe others, these were the more famous, these are the ones that could teach us math. The answer could be maybe others did complain, but these are the ones that we learned something from.
No, I understand that, but what was the, I just don't understand.
Maybe you could say everything worked out perfectly. He was trying to say, everybody got a piece, everybody got a chalik, except for the Kohanim and the Levim.
I mean,
but that's what he wanted. He was just saying about the Nachla. That, right, it was based on, as we know, the Urim Tumim. And the Urim Tumim split up, and everybody had a portion. And everybody did it up in Nevuah. And the answer is, maybe not. Okay. Continuing. Meraglim Yeshua v'Kalev nadlu chalkam. As we said, the Meraglim, Yeshua and Kalev took their chalek. Mino hani mili. Amar ula da amar krav. Yeshua binun v'Kalev bin Yefune. Chayu min ha'anashim ahim. Yeshua and Kalev lived from these men. My chayu, what does that mean? They lived. Ile makayu mamish. Does it mean that they lived? We know that already. V'chasiv karachrina. V'lo nasa mehem ish kim Kalev bin Yefune v'Yeshua binun. The Meraglim died out. 10 out of 12. Ela mai chayu shechayu bichelkam. It must mean that they lived with their chelek, and therefore the portion of the chelek of the Meraglim went to Yehoshua and Kalev. Says the Chasam Sofer. Says the Torah Tamima. Both of them. First, we'll read it from the Chasam Sofer. On the last page of the Tshuvas Arachayim of the Chasam Sofer, he has about 6 pages of like miscellaneous thoughts. He says, and this kasha, the question must have asked him like 25 questions. And he says, oh yeah, related to this question, this question, that question. So on the last page in Simin Reish Ches, it's about 10 pages long, he says, oh yeah, you also asked me, how could Reuven say to Yaakov, this week's parsha, oh, if I don't bring my Binyamin back, give my 2 sons to be killed. And as Rashi there quotes, he's a Bechor Shote. Right, they're your sons, they're not my grandsons. What kind of offer was that to Reuven? I'm going to give my 2 sons. So it says a Chazam Sofer. It's a Gemara in Baba Basra. Right here. What does Chayu mean? Chayu means taking Yerusha. So what can Misa mean? If Chayu means taking Yerusha, maybe Misa means not having Yerusha. That's all Reuven meant to say. They'll lose their Yerusha. I'm willing to forfeit my Yerusha if I don't bring Binyamin back. Nimsa, Misha, Mafsud, Chelik, Be'eret Yisrael, Nikra, Misa, Ki Yediyas HaHefechim, Echad, V'Ruvain Dima B'Nafsho, Shehu HaBachor. And Ruvain thinks he's the Bachor, and he's supposed to get a double, so he's really given something big. V'Shnei Banav Yitlu Beis Chalakim, Kamo Shehaya Acharkach, Ephraim U'Menashe, V'Yamarata, Eshnei Banai Tamis, Tito Mehem Chelka Be'eret Yisrael. Right, that was Reuven's taina. Take my 2 sons. I'm the Bechor. So the 2 my 2 sons, you know, they're going to lose their portion. But He says, that's what I've heard from others. But now the Chacham Sofer says, I'm going to answer. B'char Shote. What's the language of Rashi, the Chazal? B'char Shote huze. Banav heim velo banai. Says the Chacham Sofer, it's not a rhetorical question. It's a statement. It's a statement. Banav heim velo banai. They're his kids. They're not like Ephraim and Menashe. Yosef's the Bechar. He's the one that's going to get the double portion. These kids, they're his kids. They're not my kids. Banav heim velo banai. They're his and not mine. And therefore, what's he offering? He's offering the double portion. Is that true? He's not the Bechar. Yosef's the Bechar. V'ani omer shehu b'ni chusa. Ki Yaakov kvar hechle b'dayto lito l'Bechar mimenu. U'b'lav achi ein shnei banav k'b'nei Yaakov. K'mo shahayim Menashe v'Ephraim k'rubim v'shimon. Kvar pasag Yaakov shlo yiu elu banav ela banai. Banav heim velo b'ni chusa v'ein kan mashkon v'arvas. And that's why he calls him a Bechar Shote, because he is not Zoche to get that Bechore. You have the Chasam Sofer to look at a Chazal that we all know and totally learn it a little differently. And that's what the Torah Tamima as well quotes this. And he says that also extends to other Chazals. We know Chazal says in Nedarim and elsewhere, Ani Yitzchash of Kemes. We know that from elsewhere, Ani Chashav Kemes is exactly the point here. Chayu, they lived because they got more nechasim. Why, the ones who lose it, right, Ani Chashav Kemes, they lose their property. And that's why it says also, as we know, when a person sure kills somebody, v'gam ba'alav yumas. What does that mean, yumas? So we know he loses his animal. Loses his animal, not because, right, we know, you know, person doesn't die, is not killed, not chay misa, but if the shor kills, gamba lav yumas, why? Because he loses the nechasim. Ani chashav kemes. That works with this. One other thought, and with this, then we'll continue. There's a Baron Cutler in Mishas Rabbi Aaron. Parsha Shlach says, you know what you see from this Gemara? Kalev and Yehoshua, they got the Yerusha of the others. Why? Why would they zochah to get the Yerusha of others? Because says the Rav Aaron Cutler, when the Torah, when inspiration, when Avodas Hashem around us is weak and soft and nobody's following, then when we are mischazik and we push ourselves and buck the trend and do what's right, even though around us it's not, then that's even greater than if we're all doing it and everybody's inspired and we're just going with the flow. He says, that's where they were Zoche. Says the Yerushalmi, Imra Isis Abrioshenis Yashu Yudayim in a Torah Ma'od, Amod Vihis Chazekba, Viata Mekabel Schar Kulam. Yerushalmi at the end of Brachas. And that's what it says, Denotel Hazoche Beganeden Chelko Shalabilti Zoche. Because you make it even harder for me. Right? And the other 10 Meraglim made it harder for Yoshua and Kalev. And yet they overcame, and they did the right thing. So there's Zocha in the other ones, Nachla. V'amischazek b'zman shel rifayon, hu ha-makayim es-avriya, v'kol ha-olamos v'ha-shefa ha-klali. V'al yado miskayim ratzon ha-kadosh baruch hu ba-olamo, u'memela magia lo ha-kol. T'kiya matachlis hu al yado. He's keeping up the world. That's the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron on Parsha Shlach. That's where they were Zocha. And just one other one-liner in the back of the Berachas Peretz. That's the Stifler on Chumash. Right, the last few pages, he just has lists of gematrias. They say he did this like while he was falling asleep. He used to have a paper and pen out on the side of his table. So he just, like, his mind was still working. He just wrote out gematrias on the side, and then they put it all together in this packet. So Shlach, he just says, Chayu minha anashim haheim is gematria v'zachu b'nachlasam. Okay. He has 10 gematrias in every parsha, but he said it just like on the fly. It wasn't like when he was falling asleep. That's when he thought of all these gematrias. That's Chayim ben Arashim Aim v'zachu ben Achlasam. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, Mislonenin v'adas Korach lo hayu lan chelik ba'aretz. The complainers and Adas Korach did not get a chelik. I v'hatanya meragli mislonenin v'adas Korach Yeshua v'kali not lo chelkam. What do you mean? We have another brisa that says the mislonenin and Adas Korach did have a chelik, and Yeshua and Kali took it. Lokasha. Mar, that's a machlokas. But what's the machlokas based on? Mar makish mislonim lemeraglim. Mar lo makish mislonim lemeraglim. It's a machlokas whether you compare the complainers, the mislonim, to the meraglim. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Avinu meis by midbar. The Menos Slavchat say, our father died in the desert. Zet Slavchat. Vehu lo haye betocha Eda, and he wasn't in the Eda. Ze'adas meraglim, meaning he shouldn't lose his chelik. because he was a meragel. Hano adim al Hashem. That phrase elu mislonim. That's the complainers. Ba'adas korach kemashmao. So in the same pasuk you have the mislonim and you have the meraglim. So mar makish mislonim lemeraglim. Mar lo makish mislonim lemeraglim. They're in the same pasuk. They're in the same pasuk. What's the machlokas about? Whether you're makish. So again, if you remember the machlokas Rashi Tosfos we mentioned in the past, sukkah laman aleph. Are you allowed to darshan a hekish by yourself, or do you have to have a misora for a hekish? So if you say that you could darshan hekish for yourself, so here they're arguing based on svara, whether you compare the two. If you say it's based on a misora, so they had different misoras from their rebbeim. Next, Amalei Rav Papa Labaya Lamanda Makish Mishlonim Lemeraglim Ichmol Yeshua V'Kolei V'Yarsu L'Kuli Eretz Yisrael. There were a lot of people who complained in the desert. Basically, everybody in Bnei Yisrael complained at some point. So you're going to say all of them lost their chelik, and Yeshua and Kalev gets it all? So we're saying, no. Amalei Mislonim Shabbat Adas Korach Kamrina. No, when we say Mislonim, we mean specifically the ones who complained along with Adas Korach. And therefore, it was a small section, small group of people. It wasn't such a large group. Next, finally, finishing up. V'yamalei Rav Papa Labaya, last one for today. Bishlam Olamanda Amar Liyotim Mitzrayim Neschal Kaharetz. According to the one who says Liyotim Mitzrayim, it fits in. Hainu Dichsiv Vayiplu Chevle Menashe Asara. It says in Yoshua that Menashe got 10 portions. Shisha, the Shisha Batei Avos, and the Navi lists that there were 6 paternal families. The rest of the Shevet got on the east side. But on the west side of the Yarden, there were 6 families besides the Benos Lavchad. The Arba'ah did 2 Ha'asara. So 6 went to the other families and 4 went to them. What were the 4 to them? 1 their fathers, 1 their grandfathers, right, we had in the Mishnah yesterday, 1 their fathers, 1 their grandfathers, 1's the double portion, that's 3. Was the extra one? We'll have to see. We'll have to see. But it makes sense that there was 10. Elamanda Amar Labai Ha'aretz, but according to the one who says you go by Labai Ha'aretz, Tamanyahu, they should have only gotten 8. Tavi Shisa, the Shisa Bati Avos, there were only 6, the 6 paternal families, that traded 2, and the 2 of theirs. The 2 of theirs, if you go by Labai Ha'aretz, right? Because the double portion, you don't get an extra one for earlier because you go by Labai Ha'aretz. Hatzmanya should have been 8. The Gemara says, 1 minute, you're still missing one. Ula Taimeich, Ula Mandam Liyotim Mitzrayim, Nischal Kaharetz, Tesavi. As I just explained, even according to the other opinion, there should have been only 9, but it says 10. Elamayis Lechol Ameimar, how do you get 10? Chad Achad Da'aba Haviluhu. There must have been another brother of Tzlafchad, and they're yarshening that portion. There must have been another brother. So you know what? Hachanami Shreyachi Da'abi Avilahu. Another brother. 2 other brothers that are getting a portion.
You have to wonder what the question was. You couldn't count it.
Right. They're missing. Neither of them got till 10.
What's the question?
So the question was, maybe it was closer. Maybe it's better to say 1 than 2. But either way, we have a drasha. D'tanya. Nasonti Tein Lohem. That phrase means Zunachlas Aviyem. Give them their fathers. B'toch Achei Aviyem Zunachlas Aviyem. That's their grandfather's portion. V'havart as Nachlas Aviyem Lohem Zuchelik Bechora. That's the third portion. Blazer Ben Yaakov Omer Avchelik Achi Aviyem Natlu. Their uncles. Shenemar Nasonti Tein. Double Blashon. Olamand Omer Tshveachi Da'abi Habilahu. Hahu Me'achuzas Nachla Nafka. Another pasuk. Either way, you darshan out that there were a couple of other uncles there, which they got portions from. Okay, we'll stop here. And Med Hashem, tomorrow we'll get to the Bros Lavcha themselves. Chachmani Yoseim, Darshani Yoseim. That's tomorrow's daf. Med Hashem. Agun Chodesh and Agun Chanukah.